And this is the thing that's interesting about it, because when people hear this story and they say like a pimp, etc., people imagine me to be this exploitive, horrible, evil man, which is absolutely and utterly the complete opposite. I'm not trying to convince the internet I'm a nice guy, right? Because I don't give a shit. I'm just telling the truth. So the beginning of it was I messaged my six girlfriends and told them they're all coming to live with me and I had a job for them in London. Two of them wouldn't come, four of them agreed. And I was like, we're going to make money, a bunch of money. You're going to live with me, blah, blah, blah. We're going to live the dream. Right now I'm in between apartments. So I'm in this shitty apartment, you know, because kickboxing's not boxing, bro. You're not making millions like the boxers are. So the four girls flew in. I sat them all down at a table. They're all like, who's this chick? Who's this chick? Told them all the truth. I just straight sat there. Just sat there and said, listen, I've been with you all. I'm starting a webcam business. I'm going to get rich. Some of you are going to come with me to the top of the mountain. Or if you're pissed off, you can fucking fly home. Just very matter of fact to the point, because I needed money at this point. Now I have not agreed to take another fight. I need money now. So two of them left. Two of them agreed to stay. And the beginning of my cam empire was this tiny little apartment, me and my two girlfriends living in this house, right? And they went on cam together as a duo, as a team, to start making money. And that was the beginning of it. And the interesting thing about it was these girls were so inept from a business perspective. Like, they are very beautiful and they're nice girls. I can't say anything bad about them, but they were not, women do not have a business mind. So they'd sit on webcam, right? And an old dude would sit there and the old dude would say, what kind of guy do you like? And they'd say, oh, I don't know, someone in shape who's rich and young. And I'd be like, no, he's an old dude. You have to say, I'm tired of these young guys messing me around. I need an older guy who's ready to settle down. I don't care if he has money, as long as he'll take care of me. Da-da. If he's a young guy, you say, I'm tired of these old guys perving on me. You need to sell the dream. So I'm training these girls. And it got to the point where it was easier if I just typed myself. So what we ended up doing was we had the two girls on camera with a keyboard, which wasn't plugged in, doing this. And then I was behind the screen talking to the dudes, saying the right things and start dragging money out the internet. And for me, I mean, this is a long time ago, right? This is about, how old am I now? I'm 34, so I was about 28. So about 6, 7, maybe 8 years ago, right? And making money online nowadays is far more popular than it was even 8 years ago. Who do you know 8 years ago who made money from YouTube or from online?
Yeah, nobody. It's just booming. It's just starting.
It's just starting. So when I started dragging money from the internet, it was like mind-blowing to me. And I'm sitting there typing, and I'd type 16, 17 hours a day, but I'd pull in, let's say, $3,000 a day, $4,000 a day. So that became my new life, right? I went from kickboxer to fucking pretend girl on the internet for about 3 months. I'm just typing until the girls learn. And once the girls learn, they could do it themselves. Then I thought, I don't know, I need some more chicks. And that was kind of the beginning of the cam empire. Yeah, that's how it works.